Hey everybody, welcome to today's Daily Dose of Awesome, your 15 minutes of inspiration, education, and motivation brought to you by Elite Marketing Pro. My name is Vitaly Grimblett and I'm your host for today. I'm Chief Copywriter here at EMP. And what that means is that I do marketing and advertising for the company. So today, our topic is going to be how to become an extraordinary marketer. And as we have people popping on, I just want to ask you a quick question. How many of you want to become extraordinary in your business and become extraordinary entrepreneurs? Drop a one into the comment box below. I want to see some ones, guys. Hi, Carmen, Debbie. Who wants to become extraordinary? I know you wouldn't be here taking 15, 20 minutes away from your life, maybe from your job, unless you wanted to be an extraordinary market, an extraordinary entrepreneur. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. And I thought it would be a great topic to kick off the week. And so the first step, I have seven steps for you. The first thing that I'm going to tell you about becoming extraordinary is you got to make a decision to become extraordinary. Jennifer says 111. Awesome. So you got to make a decision because, you know, there is a difference between average marketers and extraordinary marketers, right? Just like there's a difference between average athletes and extraordinary athletes, right? The difference is in your pay, in your lifestyle, and so forth. And so you got to make that decision. Now, the mere fact that you are here watching this right now, taking time away from your whatever you were doing, right, from your life, already tells me and it tells you that you're serious about what you're doing, right? You're serious. You've made a commitment to build your business. And but that's only, you know, half a step. That's not the full step. The full step is to make a full commitment to becoming great. And I think, in fact, I know that most people haven't made that choice, haven't made that commitment, haven't made that decision that they're going to become great. And in my opinion, if you're going to do something, you might as well be great at it. And so that's what we're going to talk about, okay? Because like I said, the difference is how much money you make and the kind of lifestyle that you have, right? And there is a big difference. And what's interesting is that the actions that you take and some of the things I'm going to talk about, they may seem foundational, they may seem somewhat basic and elementary, but in my opinion, they make all the difference in whether you become great and extraordinary at something or whether you stay just an average and ordinary marketer, okay? So the first step is make a decision, make a commitment, which I know most of you have probably made that decision, okay? Let's talk about what it takes. So one of the things I listed is you got to feel great about making money, okay? And this is a big sticking point for a lot of people. For whatever reason, and I don't know why that is, but for whatever reason, a lot of people grow up with and develop these weird attitudes around money and around success and around abundance and material things. And I don't know why, but what's wrong with making a lot of money? Okay, and you don't have to answer, but there is really nothing wrong with it, right? Money is a tool. Money is energy. It's a tool. Just like a flame of fire is a tool, right? You can cook a meal with it. You can keep yourself warm with it, or you can burn down the house. Depends on how you use it. A hammer, right? You can build a house with it. You can fix things up with it, or you can kill somebody if you hit somebody over the head with it, right? It's a tool. So it's all in how you use it. And so is money. Money is just a piece of paper, right? But it's what the money can do for you. And a lot of people have a lot of negative, weird feelings around money. And if I have too much money, what are other people going to think of me? And, you know, people don't say that, but they certainly think it. And you can tell in there with how they talk about money, right? With how they express themselves. Even when they're trying to sell their product or service, they're holding back. We call it selling from the heels because they don't want to be too pushy or too aggressive. And all stems, in my opinion, or a lot of it stems from this negative, limited attitude about money. And so you got to want to make a lot of money. If you're going to become great at something, you have to equate money to service. Because what is money? Right? How do you make a lot of money? You make a lot of money by providing value to people. And so if you feel good about providing value to people, then there's nothing wrong with making a lot of money, is there? Right? So just feel good about it. In fact, I wrote this down, you know, Think and Grow Rich. If you read the book, Napoleon Hill talks about, if you truly, this is a quote directly from the book, if you truly desire money so keenly that your desire is an obsession, you will have no difficulty in convincing yourself that you will acquire it. Now, some people have a problem with the word obsession. Why should I be obsessed about money? But again, if money is service, right? If you're making money because you're providing value and providing service to people, then there's nothing wrong with making a lot of it. right? And so there's nothing wrong with being obsessed about it. Now, to me, I'll tell you my feelings about it. To me, money represents freedom. It represents choices. It represents opportunities that I can provide for myself and for my family. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's not about making a lot of money and hoarding it and just, you know, having a big old bank account, although it's nice. But that's not what it's about. It's not about just having a big amount of money. It's about what money can do for you and the experiences that you create in your life and in the lives of the people around you. That's what money means. And if you feel good about that, or if you can get yourself to feel good about it and get yourself to desire more of it, you're going to become a much better marketer, because you're going to have no problem asking people for money in your ads, in your marketing, in your communication, even if you're talking one-on-one, if you feel good about making money. Okay? So to me, that's very, very important. Making sure that you feel good about making a lot of money. Tom Hopkins, if you guys don't, you might know who he is. He's a world-class sales trainer who I've studied for many years. He used to say in his seminars, he would make people get up. Imagine a room of like 800 people or 1,000 people. People would get up and he would say, "Everybody say it with me, money is good." And he'd make people say that for like a couple minutes. You know, money is good. And you can just imagine the energy in the room. And you know what? If you say that out loud, I challenge you to do that right now. I mean, you're at work and there are people around you. Maybe you don't want to do that. But when you're at home, nobody's around, just, you know, say it out loud. Money is good. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel better about money and financial success. I promise you. And that's an attitude that you have to develop. The next thing is you got to feel great about selling. A lot of people, as I just mentioned, also don't feel very good about selling, because for whatever reason, most people have this image in their head, this picture in their mind of this used car salesman, okay? James says, truth, money is good. Money is good, that's right. So you don't have to be a used car salesman. You don't have to be pushy. You don't have to be aggressive to get people to say yes to you, but you have to feel good about selling. Now, what is selling? Selling, in my mind, the way that I see it, is transferring value, right? Exchanging value for money. So you have something of value and you're exchanging it for money, right? Somebody's going to pay you something for the value that you provide for them. And that's a great thing, because in my opinion, none of us would have the luxuries that we have in our life if selling wasn't involved in the process. So think about it. Like, you're watching this live right now, or maybe later you're watching a replay, and you're watching it either on your computer or on your phone. And guess what? Somebody sold you on it, right? Now, maybe it wasn't a very big sell. Maybe you just walked into the store and said, yeah, I want this. Still, there's a lot of sales that was involved in that, because how did the idea of getting a computer or a new phone come into your mind? So through some kind of advertising, right? There were a lot of selling. There's a lot of selling in the background that goes on to bring a product to the marketplace. So at some point, you had to be convinced that this is a product that you want, right? Somebody sold you on that idea, either through advertising, through marketing, or face-to-face selling, or telephone selling, or computer selling. But there was some kind of selling involved that got you to buy that computer or that phone, and it makes your life better, doesn't it? And so is everything in life. In the morning, you wake up, you get a cup of coffee. Like, I have a big automatic espresso machine, which I think beats the heck out of any coffee maker, but maybe you have a coffee maker or whatever you have. Think about all the transactions and all the stuff that happens in order for you to get that fresh cup of coffee in the morning. There's a lot that goes on, right? Somebody had to grow the coffee crops and the beans and deliver them to your country, and they had to pay duties at the customs, right? And there's a lot of, if you've ever done any kind of export-import business, you know there's a lot that goes into that. And then there's a lot of selling that goes on behind the scenes. They have to get it from the person bringing it into the country to the wholesalers, and the wholesaler had to sell it to the retailer, and then the retail store had to sell it to you. And now it's in your house, and you have the opportunity to have that fresh cup of coffee, because there was a lot of sales that took place. So think about that. Everything you have in your life right now, all the luxuries you enjoy, somebody had to sell something. So sales is great. And that's how you have to feel about what you do. Even if you're not selling somebody face-to-face, you have to feel good about the fact that you're making a difference in somebody's life because of the transaction that's going to happen from the value that you provide for them. Does that make sense, guys? It's a little bit hard to explain sometimes, but I hope this is making sense. Type in yes or one into the comment box if this is making sense. I see a lot of hearts and likes, so that's a good thing. All right, cool. All right, so feel good about selling, okay? The next step is feel great about what you sell. See, you may feel good about selling, but if you don't feel good about what you provide for people, then you're going to have a very hard time coming up with the right words to use in your marketing, in your emails, in your ads, in order to effectively sell it. So get really, so you'll get a deep understanding of your product and how it helps people. Now, I used to, in my background, before I got started online, back in 2005, 2006, for 11 years, I sold financial products and services. And I sold insurance, I sold investments, I sold debt consolidation loans, and I got started when I was 19 years old in that business. I knew nothing about that, any of that. But I was intrigued, and so I decided to dive into the product and learn everything I could about the product, and I started feeling good about what I was doing for people, because I knew that I could make a difference in somebody's life if they said yes to me. Okay? So until I was able to get myself mentally into that point, I wasn't very effective at getting people to say yes to me. But when I started feeling good about what I was doing, which didn't take long, by the way, that enthusiasm, I was able to transfer that enthusiasm through my presentation, through my words, to my prospects. And so the same thing happens on the internet. The same thing happens with whatever you're selling. If you're selling an ebook, if you're selling a service, if you're promoting maybe attraction marketing formula, you're part of our community, you have to feel good. You have to know that this will make a difference in that person's life. When you do, if you do, that enthusiasm, that belief is going to transfer. And that's why people say yes. It's not magic. There's nothing magical about selling other than it's a transfer of belief. So you got to feel great about your product and everything that you do. And if you don't feel good about it, then you have no business advertising. You need to go back and study your product and get yourself to feel good about it, or not do this, or not do the business. Okay, it's that simple, because you're gonna have it's a tough uphill battle if you don't have that high level of belief in what you do. And you can fake it. Some people fake it, believe me. I know some people can fake it for a short period of time, but long term, you're not gonna win, and you're not gonna feel good about yourself, and certainly your customers are not gonna feel good about what you're telling them, all right? Because they're gonna sense that something is wrong. All right? Jennifer says, no magic in selling, it's just a transfer of belief. That's right. So the next step is become competent. Okay, one thing that I just mentioned is that I started in the financial services business when I was 19 years old, and I knew nothing about insurance, investments, debt consolidation loans. So I'm using that as an example because that's a very extreme example. Imagine this. I was 19, 20, 21, sitting down with 45-year-old people, talking to them about their retirement or college education for kids, you know, and their future. So I had to get really, really good, really competent in order for them to take me seriously. And when you become competent, that breeds confidence. And when you're confident, people say yes. So the first thing I did, and I realized that there was a brick wall between me and my prospect, and that was my age. And so the first thing I did is I ran to the bookstore. This is 1995, so, you know, internet, even though it was starting to get around, but it's not like you could just go and download stuff and buy books. So I ran to the bookstore, and I started buying books on stocks and bonds and mutual funds and personal finances and investing and taxes. I subscribed to Money Magazine. I subscribed to Forbes and Fortune and Kiplinger's and a bunch of other stuff, Smart Money. And I just really started to dig into all of that so that I can understand and I can learn to speak that language. And within a very short period of time, I started to become competent. And I would sit down with somebody twice my age, and I could talk to them about stuff that they didn't know about, that they were interested in, but they didn't know. And all of a sudden, age became a non-issue. And so whatever you're promoting, learn the product. It's up to you to learn the product. You get good at the product, not only are you going to feel good about it, you're going to become competent. And when you're competent, like I said, that breeds confidence. And when you're confident, people say yes to you, because they could sense that confidence, but it comes from competence, okay? It comes from understanding what you're doing for people and how your product can help them, all right? So dig into what you're promoting and get really, really good at it. It's not very difficult. All right, next thing is become a student of marketing, right? We're talking about becoming an extraordinary marketer, an extraordinary entrepreneur. So you gotta get good at marketing. And there's only one way to do it. Study it and do it. Study great marketing, study great advertising, and then do it. So as you can see, I have some books behind me, and there's actually quite a bit more books and manuals that I have that you can't see. And my hard drive, is just like I'm sure your hard drive, is full of stuff that I bought over the years. So I study, I read a lot of books on marketing. I read a lot of books on advertising and selling. But I also look at other people's ads. So I subscribe to a lot of email lists, not because I'm always, not because I'm necessarily interested in that particular product or that particular guru, so to speak, all right? But I want to see what other people are doing, and not just in our industry, okay? I am, I'm following people in the health niche, in the financial niche, in the survival niche. I have no interest personally in survival. I'm not obsessed with that, right? There's some interesting stuff in it, but I'm not passionate about survival stuff. However, I am interested in their marketing because I know there are guys in that business who do tens of millions of dollars a year, and I want to know what they're doing that gets people so excited about buying their product, especially when it's, you know, about survival. I'm just using that as an example, all right? So get on other marketers' lists. You don't need to spend too much time on that, but dedicate a little bit of time each day to studying other people's advertising. Read classic ads. There are books by, like, Scientific Advertising by Claude Hopkins. It's a classic book. Or books by John Caples or David Ogilvy. This is, we're talking, you know, 50 to 100 years ago, those books were written, okay? But the principles in those books are as true today and are as applicable online today as they were in the newspapers and in print 50 to 100 years ago. Study that. Study those ads. Understand what made them great and what made them classic. And then also look at what other marketers are doing online, not just in terms of their emails, but also what they're doing with their video sales letters, what they're doing on their blog posts, how they're posting on their fan page, right? What kind of sales letters do they have? Study that stuff. That's going to make you a much better marketer, all right? I dedicate every single day, most days, not every day, but most days, at least 5 days a week, unless I'm out of town, I dedicate to studying marketing. And my philosophy, and I've been at this for, you know, over 20 years, between online and offline, my philosophy has always been that if you dedicate at least 1 hour a day to getting good at what you do, just 1 hour a day, and anybody can find 1 hour a day, right? At the end of the year, we're talking about 365 hours, okay? And I'll give you a couple of weeks off for vacation, travel, whatever. So maybe 350 hours. 350 hours of improvement in one area, marketing, advertising, copywriting. Now imagine you did that for the next 12 months. You've actually committed and you did it for the next 12 months, 1 hour a day, every single day. In 1 year, I promise you that you're not going to become the best marketer in the world, but you're going to be in the top 3 to 5%. And your income is going to reflect that. Because you're going to know more about marketing and advertising. You're going to understand your awareness level of what people are, what marketers are doing that's so effective is going to be at such a different level than it is today. And all it takes is just 1 hour a day. Is that worth 1 hour a day? In my opinion, it is, all right? If that's what it takes, if that's part of what it takes to become extraordinary, all right? So become a student of marketing. Read books, right? Seminars, I mentioned that. So the next thing is, and that's number seven, is get comfortable being uncomfortable. It's a great phrase I heard years ago, and I thought that's perfect for what we do because, you know, people talk about the comfort zone, right? Like there's this box and you're within that box and there's a comfort zone. And we as human beings, right, our tendency, we are hardwired to seek comfort. Like when you're sleeping at night and you become uncomfortable in bed, what are you going to do? You're going to toss and turn until you become comfortable, right? If you're sitting and you cross your legs and you feel some pain maybe in your back or in your hip or something like that, you're going to adjust yourself so that you can get comfortable. So by nature, we are seeking comfort. That's normal. However, as entrepreneurs, it's like we're going against the nature because this business is an emotional roller coaster, right? Things go wrong all the time. You run an ad and it doesn't generate sales. Or maybe it starts generating leads and generates sales and the next thing you know, this ad gets disapproved or maybe your account gets shut down for whatever reason, right? Or you make a sale and everything's wonderful and then a couple days later they cancel and there's a refund and then they even send you a nasty email saying that you're a spammer and that you scam people. Has that ever happened to anybody? Happened to me plenty of times. So JT DeBolt last week did a Daily Dose of Awesome, I believe it was on Monday, about the mindset of a full-time entrepreneur. And one of the things he said was, you know, you got to be mentally tough and you got to be resilient. Okay, you got to be resilient, right? The ability to bounce back from defeat and failure and setbacks, and that's an important part of what we do. And so you have to know ahead of time that this will happen, right? These kinds of things will happen. And you have to get comfortable with the fact that it's going to be uncomfortable, that some people are going to say no, that not all your ads are going to kick butt, and you're not always going to make a lot of money from your advertising. In fact, if you're just starting to advertise, I will say that you're going to lose some money in the beginning. Now, we call it, you know, we don't say that you will lose money. We say that you're collecting data, which is true. You're investing in your traffic. You're investing in marketing. You're gathering data. You're learning what works, what doesn't work. But at the end of the day, it's costing you money. And it's not comfortable. When you're putting money out and it doesn't immediately come back, it's an uncomfortable feeling. You have to get comfortable with it. Okay, you have to be comfortable with the fact that this is going to happen. And if you don't fight it and you don't resist it, and if you're okay with being uncomfortable for a period of time, if you get comfortable being uncomfortable, I promise you that this emotional roller coaster and this entrepreneurial ride is going to be a lot smoother, and you're going to have a much easier time becoming an extraordinary marketer. And so these are the 7 things, but I have one more because, like all good marketers, I have a bonus one for you. So this is number 8. You have to make taking action into a habit. People talk about taking action, like, you know, take action, just do it, right? A lot of people say that. But I think that you have to make it into a habit. In other words, anybody can go and watch a video or a Facebook Live or a video or a seminar or read a book. But most people don't take action on that stuff, right? Most people just sit back and they look at it and it's nice and they think about how great it's going to be when they implement it, but most never get around to actually taking action on it. Well, you got to get into the habit of taking action on the things that you've learned. My old upline, when I was in the direct sales business, my old upline used to tell us this one thing, which I think was brilliant. He'd say, anytime you go to a meeting or a convention, and we used to go to these meetings and conventions all the time, he says, or if you read a book or attend any kind of seminar, what you should do is you should take notes. And I have my basement is full. I have boxes with yellow pad notes, with yellow pads filled with my notes. He says, but here's what you need to do when you take notes. Have a separate sheet of paper and write down your action items. What are you actually going to do? Like, it's great to have these 17 steps on how to do X. But what are you going to do when you get back home or when you're done watching this video or when you finish reading the book? What are you going to do? And that's what makes the difference. It's not the amount of books you read or the seminars you attend or videos that you watch. It's the actions you take, and it's a habit. And one thing that I've noticed is that all extraordinary marketers make taking action into a daily habit. And with that, guys, I want to thank you for tuning in. I hope that I gave you some nuggets that you can take away and apply and take action this week and go kick butt. And I'll see you guys next time. Take care, everybody. It's great being on here with you.